This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is Azathoth.
There's a monster in my podcast.
And this is a rare podcasting situation. It's happened before to everyone out there. If you're listening to this and you podcast, you know this happens.
Mm-hmm.
We had a really good, like, 5 minutes on Azathoth.
Yes.
And lost the recording.
Right. So this is weirdly the first time this has happened for MIMP, and it's the first time that it's happened generally on the network for years.
Quite a while. Years. Yeah. Years of not having this problem.
Yes.
Years.
Years.
So basically.
Damn you.
Azathoth, idiot chaos in the center of the universe. We had some really good material about board games and flutes.
Ooh, Mr. Bucket. Oh, Mr. boy. Bucket he made an appearance.
Like, yeah. We're just going to give you the crumble. Like, this cookie has fallen onto the floor. This is MacArthur Park. Like, the cake has crumbled. Somebody left it out in the rain. And unlike MacArthur Park, you will get that recipe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this episode. And you at home get to put together the jokes yourself.
There was a Shark Tank bit about pressure cookers.
Yeah. Exploding pressure cooker that they sell on Shark Tank.
Mm-hmm.
And the Shark Tank people were like, I'm out. I'm in.
Yeah.
This whole Shark Tank bit. And then we were talking about Azathoth.
Yeah.
You know, idiot flautist, idiot chaos, you know, a little bit of a bit about like what it'd be like to be a messenger for an idiot chaos, how much that would suck. And then talked about one of his avatars.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, so you might not know about Mana Yud Tsushai,
mm-hmm.
Who is like an old man version, big bearded giant.
Yeah.
Azathoth.
Yeah, just the idea being that he's a big bearded daddy who sleeps, and he's got a buddy named Scarl who plays drums. Scarl is his white noise machine.
Yep. If he stops, he wakes up and destroys the universe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so all that stuff, and imagine just that,
mm-hmm.
but super funny.
Yeah, I mean, like really one thing logically leading into another.
Yeah, it was just really good, and. We respect you too much to try to recreate that.
Yes.
You know, because it wouldn't work.
Yeah. And there were like cogent points, you know, talking about how that this is like just kind of the good Lovecraft idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is, you know, the unthinking God, the, you know, the nuclear chaos at the center of the universe. And how great it is that, you know, you would have to be a fucking moron yourself to even worship him, because he can't even say thanks back.
Yeah, he can't do anything.
Yeah.
So imagine, you know, and then there's some other things, some diverticula didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
just imagine that, and also know that, you know, we'll do better, folks. sorry about that. It was just a goof.
Yeah.
It was just a thing, but there's nothing. I encourage people out there to just do an exercise where you like make up 5 minutes extemporaneously of a joke about a subject,
mm-hmm.
and then try to just do another 5 minutes without repeating yourself at all.
Yeah.
Or try to recreate it and not sound like forced.
Right.
Difficult.
Right. Yeah.
Peek behind the curtain there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I got to talk about one of my favorite childhood board games, the Goosebumps Graveyard exploration game. But no, it is lost. It is lost to the mists.
It's like literally lost and missed. Like the only people who get to listen to it are the good people at Amazon HQ,
mm-hmm.
who are listening into everything you say through your Alexa.
Yes, but even that's just one sided. Yeah.
Yeah, but they could probably put it together. You know? and like the NSA, if the NSA who is bugging my apartment,
mm-hmm.
and Amazon ever to get together,
yep.
oh boy,
ooh, the
a little something,
the secret like tapes.
Yep.
Yeah. The thing that we didn't explore, and you know, just I can bring this up, is just the idea that when you summon Azathoth, he starts out as an itty baby boy, but mm-hmm. he doubles in size every round. Gary, in Call of Cthulhu, I forget, is a round still 6 seconds or 10 seconds?
I think a round in Call of Cthulhu might be a minute, actually, but I might be misremembering that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So about a minute. That changes the calculation. But I went and I figured based on kind of a base volume, it doesn't take him very long to exceed the volume of the planet Earth.
Well, it's like that thing. Do you want 100 yard Azathoth, or do you want a 1 yard Azathoth that doubles every day for the month?
Okay.
You know, and if you're a kid, you're like, oh, I want the 100 yard Azathoth. But yes. Then when you're smart, you learn about exponential growth.
You go to the emperor and you say, all right, here's a for my works, what I want, here's a chessboard. On the first day, you give me 1 Azathoth on the first square. Then every square afterwards, you just give me twice as many Azathoths.
Yeah, it's just 1, you know, it's basically like check into cash.
Mm.
You know, the interest rates on a payday loan advance company, the predatory interest rates are inspired by Azathoth.
Yeah,
you know,
I wouldn't be surprised. Trenchants. Yeah.
Trenchant, that's you come to us for hard-hitting political comedy and technical errors, and you get both this episode.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.